Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to know what Padres players are really thinking? We get you closer to the Padres than anyone else in town. It's time to go inside the clubhouse. God, I hope they're all wearing at least a towel. It's Friar Friday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And, of course, it's Friar Friday, and joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, Padres left-handed pitcher Eric Lauer. Great to have him with us. And, Eric, thanks for the time. Tell us a little bit about this season and it being your first full season in Major League Baseball. Any differences from last year, and there, or what differences maybe have you noticed about this year as opposed to last year when you're getting your feet wet?
Last year was definitely more of a year where I was just trying to get my feet wet, get accustomed to everything. This year it's more, I feel more comfortable, and I think comfort's a big thing for me. The team that we have this year is just so much fun, and it's so fun to come to the park every day and just be with the guys and just be around everybody. It's definitely a different vibe.
Everybody's been saying that this year.
Yeah, it seems to be a consistent
common theme.
Yeah. This year, Eric, you had the opportunity to be the opening day starter this year, and now we've moved all the way. I mean, it's crazy that I'm saying this, but we're in July now. We're getting to the back end of the season. What are some of the things that you've been able to kind of get better at over the course of this year?
The biggest thing I've been working on is just my approach and just trying to stay consistent throughout games. I feel like that's the toughest part for me, is approaching every inning like it's my first inning. You kind of get a little too comfortable sometimes,
yeah,
within a game, and then things start to kind of like snowball on you a little bit.
When you say comfortable, what exactly do you mean by that?
Like if you cruise through the first inning or something, and then you're like, oh, I'm just gonna roll through these guys. you can't think that, because they will stomp you into the ground. But that, and just tinkering with some pitches, some different stuff, trying to make that changeup a weapon for me, use the slider as a weapon. It's an ongoing development process.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you can find like your niche and what you're good at and stay consistent in that, I think that's when you really take off.
This has been maybe sounded like a little bit of a weird question. I did a little pitching at San Diego State, not obviously to your level, but so I'm a left-hander. You throw a little harder than I did. But what I wanted to ask is, when you were at Kent State, you set all kinds of records for ERA and the lowest in college baseball in 30 years. And then, as you just alluded to a few moments ago, when you come out and pitch in the big leagues, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. You're going to give up some runs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my point is, how do you kind of get used to giving up runs and still moving forward? You know what I'm saying? When you've had a career where you really haven't given up many runs.
It is not easy. It is not a fun thing.
Yeah.
You just feel like you just did not do your job at all. But, you start to understand it's part of the game. You're going against the best guys to do it. And it's you can't beat yourself up too much because of where you're at, and like, you're not used to giving up runs. Oh well, if you're going to give up runs, nobody's perfect.
Right.
Like, it's going to happen.
Especially at this level.
Yeah, at this level, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, and if you miss pitches, they're going to make you pay for it. So, Kent was fun because I didn't give up any runs.
That's what I was going to say. It was great, yeah.
It was a great time, but it wasn't the same, it wasn't nearly the same challenge as it is going out there every day. And
sure.
just trying to just do your job.
Eric, you know, obviously we talked about you getting your feet wet last year, and you've got almost a full season under your belt. And I'm sure you, going back to those Kent State times, because you weren't giving up any runs, you were able to stay out in the game longer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that's has been a point of contention for the fan base is you guys, you, Lucchese, really most of the starting five has had to be under some kind of watch because you guys are young.
Yeah.
They're not trying to run you guys in the ground. How do you balance the competitive side in you versus trying to understand that they have my best interests at heart?
I mean, as a staff in general, we talk about that a lot. And because you want to go deep into games. Like, you want to save the bullpen. That's the whole point of being a starter,
right?
Is to throw innings, to eat innings, to survive deep into games, go 7-8 innings, shutty. Like, it's your job. That's
right.
What our job description is. So, to be, like, restrained, I mean, you understand, obviously, they're trying to keep us healthy. A lot of us have never pitched this much before.
Right.
It's much higher pressure pitches. Like, everything's just intensified at this level. But it's still that competitiveness in you that wants to go, like, I hate getting taken out.
Right.
It's the worst thing in the world. It's a horrible feeling.
I'm so glad you're saying this right now.
I'm not even going to ask about what the Dodger game last year when you went 8 2/3. I don't want to even go there.
That was the most fun I've had in the game in a long time. But
yeah,
like, I obviously, like, I, that game specifically, like, I pitched my way into that.
Right. You earned it.
Earned that, yeah. Which is, I mean, it's just so tough to do at this level and especially being in the NL, there's different moves that need to be made depending where we're at in the lineup,
yeah,
and what the game dictates. So, I mean, a lot of times it's not on us, it's not on anyone, it's just the game dictates that this is what happens. Or because you're young, this is what happens, because we're trying to keep you healthy, we're
right,
trying to just make sure you're okay, that kind of thing. But once we all kind of fall into that rhythm and we know ourselves and we become that well-oiled machine that everybody talks about, like long-term veteran starting pitchers, they talk about them being well-oiled machines, and I feel like they're trying to just keep us to the point where we're still learning how to be that well-oiled machine, learning our bodies and how to survive a 162-game season, and hopefully more than 162 games.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you understand both sides of it, but as a competitor, you hate it. You hate having to be on limits and restrictions, all of it.
Right.
Tony can tell you, I once got it taken out of a game at San Diego State and flipped the ball to my manager as he crossed the third baseline. He grabbed me and dragged me back up onto the mound. So I learned that lesson very quickly, but I know exactly what you're talking about is my point.
Sometimes emotions get the best of you. You can tell Trevor Bauer chucked out of the stadium.
Yes.
That was
epic. I might have done that had I been able to do that, but that wasn't something I was capable of.
Emotions, man.
Sure.
That's the competitiveness we were talking about.
It's
something about it. There's that fire that you want to stay in there. You don't want to be taken out. You don't want to put that on the bullpen, or you don't want to have your runs be left up to someone else.
Right.
You know, you trust them 100%.
Right.
It's still that competitiveness, like, no, this is mine, this is my inning, this is my run, like, this is my batter, and all of that. It's just the competitive side.
You get to work with Darren Balsley, who is mostly widely recognized as one of the best pitching coaches in baseball.
No doubt.
I'm sure you were aware of that when you got to this organization, got to this big league camp. From your perspective, where does he help you the most?
He helps me the most with, like, the finer pieces of pitching. Because at this point, if your mechanics and everything, if you don't know your mechanics well enough, then
you're not going to be up here long.
It's not going to work. It's going to be a tough ride for you. For me, he's been, like, my slider grip. He shows me different grips he thinks will work, and change up grips, everything. He's got so many different options, and options are really what you need. I think that's what makes him so good, is he knows so much and has so many options, so many tools in his tool belt that he can give you to use, that you pretty much make your own decision on whether And you can try everything, and if something works, then boom, he fixed you. And if it doesn't, he'll give you another thing to try to find the next thing.
Yeah.
He knows what to do.
He's easily one of the best baseball minds I've ever had a chance to be around. I got to ask you, we got Players Weekend coming up. I read the list. You got Gomer on there. Can you explain that a little bit? Was that a nickname from back at home?
I got the nickname Gomer when I was like 8 or something ish. It was on a travel ball team. I played with the same guys every year. We had our own team, and I don't know why or where it came from, but they started calling me Gomer from the Andy Griffith Show. I guess it was because when I was a kid,
yeah.
I was kind of like goofy and silly, and I had big ears. And
they could have called you Opie, so I think it did better with Gomer.
Opie was another one, but it wasn't as popular.
Yeah. I think Gomer, you came out ahead.
Gomer was a little goofy. Once I found out that Gomer could sing, though,
I was like, oh yeah.
I'll take that.
He was an excellent vocalist. Singer. Jim Nabors, I believe, was that the actor who played that role. Eric Lauer plays his own role very well for the San Diego Padres, joining us here on Friar Fridays. Eric, I just want to wish you the best and continued great success. Just love watching left-handers go to work, and it's been fun to watch you grow the last year and a half. And I know in certain situations this year you've pitched a little bit with a heavy heart, and I think a lot of people can identify with that. I think you've really demonstrated the best way to go about doing that, and you've really put a lot of smile on a lot of people's faces. So congratulations for that, and continued good luck.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.